Good day. Joining me today on CFBS Radio is Thierry Grandmont, who is the Quebec Labrador Foundation consultant, and here on CFBS Radio today to talk about seabirds of the Blanc-Sablon area. Hi, Thierry.
Hi.
So maybe you could start by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I am a master's student in biology at Laval University in Quebec City, and I am also a bird watcher since I was 16 years old.
Wonderful. And have you ever been on the Lower North Shore?
I have, actually. Yeah, I've been on the Lower North Shore twice, in 2018 and in 2019. I'm here because I'm working with the QLF, with the Quebec Labrador Foundation, as you said, which is an organization focused on community-based conservation. And I'm here working on a seabird project that they have.
That's very interesting. And so maybe you could tell us, what did you like most when you visited the area?
It was definitely seabird colonies. I think that even for like non-bird watchers, one of the jewels of the area is clearly Parroquet Island and the other bird colonies.
Mm-hmm.
And so many birds around the island, literally like filling the bay from time to time, is just a sight I had never seen before. And it's like a truly like spectacle adding to the beautiful landscape of the region. And as a bird watcher, it's one of my most memorable life experiences. It just felt like I was in paradise for the 2 weeks I have been there.
Oh, wonderful. And we love Parroquet Island. It's such a fabulous spot to sit and watch the birds. It's a beautiful sight. So which species spend the summers here in colonies? I'm sure our listeners will be really excited to know more about this.
Yeah, well, there's like three main bird families spending the summer there. One of them is the gull family. Gulls are like the predators of the seabird world. I particularly admire them for like their adaptiveness and how they can pretty much eat anything, kind of like us.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the sea ducks, but we mostly only see one species during the summer, which is the common eider. And eiders are the largest ducks in North America, and they are known for making their nests particularly comfortable with down feathers. And finally, the one you were waiting for, the most numerous and most charismatic birds of the region are the alcids. You have four species nesting on the islands around here. You might already know them. They're called the razorbill, the common murre, the black guillemot, and obviously the Atlantic puffin. You might call them tinker, tur, sea pigeon, and parakeet, respectively, in the region. And they are incredibly well adapted to the region's cold water, with like their stocky shape and their short wings that they use both fly and to swim.
That's very interesting. And can you tell me, are these bird species special to you? And can you also tell us why?
Yeah, they truly are. I just feel like they're an icon of the region and for the whole province, basically. They are just like us, you know, extremely tied to the St. Lawrence River and Gulf, and they're well acclimated to the harsh weather of the region. Plus, I find them all in all, like, very charming and cute and with their nice black and white coats.
So can you tell us what's so special about the bird colonies here?
Well, first of all, the region is home to the highest number of seabird colonies in the province, which is already something. And the colonies here represent an important proportion of birds' North American population. And it's mostly due to the water around here being so rich in fish and invertebrates, and the multitude of islands on which they can breed that they come here. But I know for anyone in the area, it must be a routine to see them around because they're so numerous. But they are pretty hard to observe anywhere else in the province, which makes the region an attraction for people who wish to see those magnificent birds.
And a special treat that we may take for granted every day, but definitely a beautiful sight. We're very lucky to live where we do. Can you tell us, how are those colonies doing in perspective? Are they doing okay?
Most are doing pretty well, yeah. Their population had a sharp decline in the 1960s and 70s, but thanks to huge participation of people from the community in a two-decade education and conservation program led by QLF, which was like focusing on including local knowledge in population management, the seabird colonies overcame this decline. But however, now they are facing many current threats like globally, so bird colonies need us to take care of them more than ever. And these birds are like tr- truly a treasure of the lower North Shore, and they really need to be taken care of if we want the future generation to enjoy their presence like we do.
And thank you very much, Thierry, for sharing all this very great information about the beautiful seabirds locally here in the Blanc-Sablon area. So we thank you very much for this information and taking the time to speak with us today at CFBS.
Thank you.
And everyone, that was Thierry Grandmoll, who is the Quebec Labrador Foundation consultant, talking with us today about the seabirds of the Blanc-Sablon area. Thierry is a master's student in biology at Laval University in Quebec City.